Now, I want to tell you about the mouth. We have already talked about the jaw and how it should always be relaxed. It should, in fact, be as loose as a puppet. However, there are other important areas in the mouth to deal with. Let's start with the tongue. The tongue is a huge muscle that stretches back down your throat further than you probably imagined. It helps you to pronounce certain sounds. For example, the consonants s, l, and t, and then quickly returns to its resting place, flat with the tip touching the bottom front teeth. For vowels, the tip of the tongue again stays behind the bottom front teeth, but arches back or forth, depending on the particular vowel. Other than that, for singing we require the tongue to stay relatively flat and out of the way. That may sound obvious, but you would be surprised how much unnecessary movement it will try to make during singing. By preventing the tongue's unnecessary movement, you must ensure that you are not pushing down on it and creating tension. Just relax and let it lie flat. The second aspect of the mouth that we shall mention is the soft palate. This is the fleshy area at the very back of the roof of your mouth. Find it now. You can run your finger along the roof of your mouth and feel when it turns soft. Don't go too far back or you'll probably gag. This soft, fleshy palate needs to lift as your voice goes higher. This creates space, an openness that allows the sound to move. Otherwise, the sounds you make will be trapped, dark, and muffled. So, how do you make the soft palate lift? Well, basically, you know how to do it already. The lift is the same sensation as the yawn. Just try yawning now, but keep your mouth closed. Can you feel that lift in the back of your throat? Get used to this sensation. As you sing higher, you need to bring in the yawn feeling. This keeps the larynx down and lifts the soft palate. Some people find it easier to create the space by trying to form a big, wide smile within their throat whilst in the yawn. This ensures that the lift is in the soft palate and not the mid-throat. I know this sounds odd, but just try it and you'll understand what I mean. Again, spot check for tension, making sure there's no undue pressure on the jaw or tongue. I want to bring your attention to some important imagery. As I'm sure you can now feel, as you take a deep breath, you open your chest and ribcage and fill your lungs with air. You open your throat and lift your soft palate whilst maintaining a relaxed larynx position. This entire action is one of creating openness and space. Using imagery, I want you to make a closer connection between this open feeling and your breathing. Put simply, the air needs to flow freely and steadily from your lungs, over your vocal cords, and then out of your mouth with no restrictions. I want you to imagine that your soft palate, throat, and windpipe to your lungs are so open that you could put your fist down your throat without touching the sides. Yes, that wide. Some people like to think of a long, wide tube going from their windpipe and out through their mouths. Again, it's whatever works for you. Careful now. When creating this openness, don't create tension in your jaw, tongue, or neck. And remember, this openness does not mean a wide mouth. As a general rule, your mouth shouldn't be any wider than two of your fingers. But you may need to open a little more on the higher notes. By the way, if you're yawning a lot at the moment, I won't take it personally. This is a natural reaction to these opening exercises. Okay, let's quickly recap. So now you know how to breathe correctly. You know to keep your larynx relaxed, your soft palate raised as you go higher, and your entire body, especially tongue and jaw, tension-free. These are some of the foundations of a great voice. By now, I hope you're thinking, all right, enough is enough. I've listened to this guy rattle on and I've hardly sung a note yet. Well, you're right. But I don't apologize. If you truly understand what you've learned so far, then you're halfway there to a supported and clear singing voice for life. So not bad for 30 minutes learning. During the next section, you'll get the chance to try out what you've learned as we gradually piece together all the essential components of a great singing voice.